Before I get started, I want to get the shameless plugs out first. Okay.
All right.
I am part of a game show furry community online. We have a couple of ways to get in touch with us. The first is through Telegram. We do have a chat room if you look for Game Show Furs with the Rammy logo there. By the way, chauffeurs, not chauffeurs as in limousine drivers. I was watching a video of the Google automatic transcription that meant chauffeurs as chauffeurs. And I was like, that's got to be adjusted. So that's Telegram. I run the chat room for that. And then also, if you go online to VR chat, we have a place called the Game Show Hub run by someone named GS Genesis. He's created dozens of old game show sets, and we play games practically like four times a week. We also have two Discord servers, one that's with GS Genesis called Game Show Community VR Chat, and then another one called Game Show Night. We kind of work all together to do, as I said, online shows on VR Chat, and you just have to get in touch with us and we can have you join up with our games, like I said, like four nights a week or something. So just wanted to get that out of the way. And just
don't need that anymore.
Okay. Just so you know, when I hit a couple of other things. First of all, this, as I said, is a the tickets for when I draw people, players from the audience. This bucket here is a charity bucket. This is where money is going to go in for our charity, our Q Plus. Money goes in, money does not come out. All right. So basically, I'm just gonna start drawing names. If you want, if you're interested in playing, I can have you tear a ticket, and then we'll just tear the ticket in half and put half of it in there. We have an hour and a half in this panel, so I should have plenty of time to get through everything. Okay. And here we go. Here it comes! It's the show where knowledge is king, aces are high, one word leads to another, and a right answer can catch you in a trap. A combination guaranteed to make the same. Jackpot! So come on down as we play the fun-filled Charity Buddy Game Show Grab Bag!
Yay!
And now, here's your host, the dragon with all the action, the star of the Game Show Grab Bag, Sirius!
Yay!
All right, thank you very much. Okay, so I'd like to thank everyone for coming by to Forpocalypse and to this panel, the Game Show Grab Bag show. All the money that we'll be playing for is going to go to the charity, the Q Plus. And as I said, we're going to be collecting money throughout the show. And basically, what's going to happen is I'm going to randomly draw someone to come up on to this gold star that's up here. We'll do a quick interview, then I'm going to show you a mini game based off of a TV game show. It could be a current show, an old show, it could be an international show. You don't know what it's going to be until you see it. Game should be pretty simple, and we're going to try to go through as many as we can in the time and hopefully raise quite a bit of money. And by the way, this is an open bucket, so if anyone just wants to walk up and drop money in there, you certainly can. Okay? So I'm going to take the raffle tickets and draw a number. Anybody who just came in, I'm just about to draw a name here. So if you want to get in on the game, you can come up here and have a raffle ticket. Okay?
Wait, what's this game?
Game show grab bag.
It's basically game show stuff.
Could be anything. Grab a ticket.
Anyone else want to try to participate?
Yeah, Mario Party.
Yeah? Okay. All right. Well, let's just try to get something started here. We are going to start with the ticket ending in 304. 304. Who is it?
Ticket.
That's me.
That's you. Yeah. Hey. Okay, right over there. We'll let that play for a bit. Okay.
Come on in.
Come on in.
What's your name?
Okay.
Why don't you let the audience know a bit more about yourself?
Hi, I'm Azure. I'm from town of Easton, Massachusetts. I've actually been to some services events down in Rhode Island. Had a lot of fun there. And yeah, I'm happy to be here.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. You can see the screen back here, right?
Yep. All good.
Okay. So let me show you what game you are going to be playing here.
What's
going on there? Okay. So. Okay, you're going to be playing a fastest finger question. I'm going to, you can take that buzzer over there. And let me just get the game up here. I'm going to show you a question with four answers. You have to put the answers in order according to what's asked. The way the buttons are going to work is that there are top to bottom, blue all the way down is A, B, C, D. And then to lock in your answer, you get the big red box. Okay? You're going to have 20 seconds to do it. That's a lot of time.
So and also, question, I say either A, B, C, D.
Yeah, you're going to see it up on the screen. There's going to be colors as well. And basically, you're just going to use those buttons, put your answers in, hit the red button when you're done. Like I said, you have 20 seconds. That's a lot of time. Okay? So, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's show you your question. Put these nerdy TV characters in order of when they debuted, starting with the earliest. The earliest one first. Dwight Schrute, Ross Geller, Sheldon Cooper, Steve Urkel.
Help from the audience, I'm out.
Okay, that's locked in. I'll hit the red button to lock it in.
You got this. I doubt it, but we'll see.
Okay, now, I forgot to tell you. Each correct answer you get is $1 to charity. If you get the entire question correct, it's $5. Okay, let's take a look at the answers in the correct order. We have Steve Urkel, Ross Geller, Dwight Schrute, and Sheldon Cooper. Let's see your answers and how you did. You only got one right. It was Ross Geller from Friends and Sheldon Cooper from Big Bang Theory. I'm sorry. You had it the other way around. Steve Urkel was first from Family Matters, then Ross Geller from Friends, Dwight Schrute from The Office, and then Sheldon Cooper from Big Bang Theory. But you did get one. So that's $1 to charity, which we're going to put on this charity bucket. And here's how we're going to do this. Put that down. What we're going to do is it's only one, but we're going to count it and put it into the, so have the audience say one as you drop it in there.
One!
There you go. All right, well, thanks very much. We're going to move on to the next game. Okay?
Woo!
All right. Let's pick another name. If anybody did not get a ticket, you can come up here and we'll add you in here, okay? All right, so next is the ticket ending in 306. All right.
Yay.
Gotta play that. Hold that. Anyone else? Nope. Okay, let everyone know we found yourself.
Hello. My name is Wolf Flood. I'm a New Yorker slash pup.
I'm now very far from home, and this is my first apocalypse, and I'm loving it.
First of all, quick show of hands. How many is the first apocalypse convention? Okay.
Oh,
how many is it? Oh, wow. How many is this their first convention at all? Okay, how many is this their first furry event? Okay, how many would say they joined the fandom in the last 6 months? No. What goes back then? Okay, well, first of all, again, thanks very much for coming to the convention. It's been around for a while, and we're glad everybody's coming by. Okay? Alright, so, in a second I'm going to show you the game, so go ahead and take a look at the screen.
I play you. Okay.
Just gotta wait to turn that light off. Well, anyway, here's what's gonna happen. I'm gonna show you. I give you a question with 5 answers. You're gonna give me answers until you either clear the board or get 3 strikes. Each answer you give me is $2 to charity. So if you clear the board, it's gonna be $10 to charity. Okay? So, I'm going to read the question, then you just come up with answers for me, okay? So, top 5 answers on 100-person people survey, top 5 answers on the board. Name a place you would be afraid to be naked. No rush.
Post office.
Why do you have suggestions? Go ahead.
High school.
My job.
Yeah, what's it like?
At work.
Work
yeah,
school.
Work
for parents. Mm-hmm. You're adults, so mostly.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, furry convention.
The dentist.
Is it safe?
I trust the dentist.
Yeah. I go to a very
safe.
I got a few formal questions.
Okay, what do you say first?
School.
School.
Okay,
let's see.
Good answer, good answer.
Let's see if we have school.
Yeah.
That's one. What else?
The workplace.
Work. Job.
Work. Naked at work.
Woo!
Okay, what else?
On the street.
On the street, like out on the street. Okay. In public, I guess?
Yeah.
Oh. Ooh.
That's one strike.
The DMV. It's
court.
Oh,
court. That's a good one.
Court?
Court.
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 Court. Court. Can I go with that?
Okay, court.
Okay. Naked in front of Judge Judy.
Oh.
Bad funeral.
It's 2 strikes.
No.
Audience?
Family gathering.
All right, let's see. Do we have family gathering?
It's okay.
All right, let's take a second to look at the other answers. Number 2. Church. Number 3, beach or the ocean?
That's where we need to
No public beach.
There are nude beaches.
And then number 4, storm at the bar. I do apologize for the layout, so the people over here on this side are having a little trouble seeing.
Yeah, there's no way to shut off half the lights, apparently. Yeah. I guess.
Okay. All right, so first of all, that's $4, so
yeah,
that's good. So, I want you to take these 4 coins and drop them into the cherry bucket. We'll do it one at a time. Count it with the audience, okay?
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25
So if you want to join and be have your name drawn, just come up here so we can pull a ticket. Okay? Let's move on to another person here. Ticket ending in 302. Yay! Okay. You tell me about yourself.
Well, my name is Artie Hardy, and I'm an artist.
Where are you from?
I'm from the central part of the state, going Selby, Texas.
Nice.
There you go.
Nice. Okay. All right. Well, thanks for joining us here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's check a second to see what dwarf game is going to be.
High rollers? Nope, tic tac toe.
Oh, tic tac toe. Ooh. Pretty simple game here for you. Alright, so we're going to play the bonus round of that game. It's called Beat the Dragon.
This smells like 70s.
Not this dragon. You're going to beat the dragon on the screen. Okay. So up here on the board we have 5 boxes, number 1 to 9, and behind each of them we have dollar amounts from $1 up to $5, plus the words tick and tack, and also a dragon. What you're going to do is we're going to shuffle these, and then you're going to pick numbers to try to accumulate $10 worth. Or you can find the tick and the tack, and that's an instant win. But if you find the dragon at any time, you lose everything.
Oh.
So what you have to do is call out numbers, pretty much, and then you want to try to get up to that $10. We'll stop if you feel the dragon is what you want. Okay? So just a second here, we're going to shuffle it. Okay. Now because this game is completely based on bluff, you can have the audience shout numbers at you. Okay, so what number should they pick?
10.
5.
5.
Five. Someone say 10?
Five.
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 One number 5. Okay. For number 5, let's see if we have money. Oh, the check. Ooh.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so you have a check. And as I said, if you find tap, you automatically win. So what other number do you want?
2.
7. Like the 7.
6.
7.
7.
7.
Okay, go
7. 7. Or number 7. Let's hope it's attack. We get an instant win.
Ooh,
$1.
Alright.
Alright. Again, you can stop anytime. Do you want to keep going? We'll pick another number.
Yeah.
2.
Yeah, go with 2.
Number 2. Again, hope we get the attack, not the dragon. Here we are. Oh, too bad.
Friend of yours, Sarah?
Alright,
foreign enemies.
Let's see. What do we think the attack was, everyone?
3. 4.
3.
Okay, let's reveal what's up there.
Ooh,
number 9.
Okay,
well, unfortunately, there's no win there, but we do thank you for playing. I thank you for playing, I should say. And, okay, now anybody who just came in, as I was saying, I'm making a raffle ticket so that if you want to play, you can come up here. We'll tear a ticket off and I'll put it in this bucket and draw a name. Okay, so if anybody wants to join in, just come up here for me. You want another one for them?
I'll
count the bills later.
Oh, yeah.
Just hold on to it. Yeah, I'll count the bills later. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're going to pick another name here.
Woo!
To join us. Ending in 315.
That's me.
315.
Nice.
I know it's here somewhere. Wait a minute.
Anybody have ending in 315?
I got it. Wait a minute.
Oh, so it's you.
It's me. It's me, and I'm dropping stuff out of my pocket.
Hold on. That's me.
I know who you are.
Yep. Okay, over here.
Yeah, just stand on the star there.
Anthrocoon doing a panel in this room tomorrow at 9:30. Shameless plug.
What's your panel?
Classic cartoons.
It's really fun. I went to the one at Megaplex.
I've been doing it at four or five different
conventions. Philadelphia.
And I put in for Anthro New England too. So.
Okay.
Sorry, I forgot which year it was.
All right, so here's... okay, so like I said, I don't know. Okay. We're going to get this game for you here.
Mask game.
The mask game.
Oh, no.
Okay, so we're going to try to see if we can get... hopefully we can get $10 out of this. Okay. Game here. So we're going to do the super match at the end of the game. I'm going to show you a blank, a phrase with a blank in it, and there was a poll to get the most popular response. The most popular response is $5, the second most popular response is $3, and the last is $2. So here is your phrase. Change up blank. Now you can ask the people in the audience for suggestions.
Mine.
Change of pace.
Change of pace.
Change of heart.
Underwear.
Change of plan.
Change of plan, change of heart, change of
mind.
Clothes.
Mind. Thank you. Mind. Okay, so.
Change of mind.
Change of mind?
Yeah.
Am I wrong with that?
Mind.
Mind with a D.
Alright, let's take a look here. Going for the $2 answer at the bottom. And we have.
Plans. Mm. I might have missed it. I had a second choice. I was going to say hard, but we'll find out.
Right, let's go up to the $3 response and see what that is.
That's a good one.
Change of pace.
Hey.
Okay, so let's hope that we get a change of mind at the top there. And for $5.
You got one heart. Let me see. Well,
let's just do this. I'm going to call an audible. Let's see.
All right.
Now, I know it sounds low stakes and everything, but I was hoping we could get a five there. Let's just do this. Let's do a super match, for a head-to-head match with someone in the audience.
Okay.
For, $5. See if we can get it. Okay, so you can pick anybody in the crowd.
You have the right answer, so go ahead.
Okay, so, Scruxy, what I want you to do is stand over there. Watch out for the wire. I'm going to have you write down a response to this. I just need you to turn around.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a phrase, and you have to write down a response for this and see if you match. Like I said, it'll be $5 if we get it. Okay? The phrase is belly blank. B-E-L-L-Y.
Oh, there's a couple.
Yep. Okay. You all set? Okay. We have that. Okay, so what do you say? Belly blank?
I'm going to say belly rub. My other choice is belly flop.
Belly flop?
Rub.
Belly rub. Okay, Scott, you, for $5, what do you have?
Pains.
Belly flop. Oh!
Okay.
I want to
be a brave
soldier.
Right, belly buster. I couldn't think of too many others.
I thought about that one.
Yeah.
Give him a round of applause.
All right, thanks. I could have picked belly rub, you know. All right, no problem.
I thought that would be too obvious.
Did I just accidentally...
Rub your belly. Oops, what happened?
No, well, yeah.
I accidentally closed it.
Yeah, think around
that. Well, that's okay, because I remember what we had. Okay, we had $5 in there. We already played this game. We already played this game. This game. And this one. And this one. Here we go. Yes, okay. All right, so... again, if anybody came in late, I'm drawing tickets to get people to play. So if anyone else wants to play, like I said, come up here and get a ticket. And then also, like I said, this is an open charity bucket. You can dump money in there. But the next player is going to be the one with the ticket ending in... It is attached to the other one. 308.
Me?
Snuffy.
All right.
Yay. Okay, why don't you just let everybody know about yourself?
It's my 39th parade convention.
I've done about the same amount myself.
Been in it since 2002, and loving it here.
Okay. Okay. Well, thanks for being here, and let's see what game you're going to be playing.
It's been like five times already. Yeah.
Just name sound there. Okay, so what we're gonna do? You're gonna play one category.
Okay.
To see the dollar value is up to $1 to $5. So you'll sweep the category, $50 for charity. I'm gonna read the clue to you. You can choose to answer it. If you get it wrong, you're gonna lose the money. If you don't know the answer, you're just gonna say it. Okay. And just run through the whole five clues. Okay. And obviously, audience, please don't shout anything out. Okay? So let me show you the category. Category is Almost Paradise. The correct responses start with the letter P and kind of sound like the word paradise. Okay?
I'm so good.
So
what is it? It's.
Yeah. So, okay, so which clue do you want?
So wait, but it's almost around.
Yeah, it starts with the letter P, and sounds sort of like the word paradise. Okay.
Paradise. Okay.
So which clue do you want?
Number one.
For $1. Because they live off of hosts, skin mites and lice are classified as these.
Parasite.
Phrase it.
Oh, what? What is a parasite?
That's right.
Woo!
Number two? Mm-hmm. Okay, $2. To take the words or ideas of another and pass them off as your own.
Ooh, what is paraphrase?
Paraphrase. It's plagiarize.
Plagiarize.
Okay, well, it's only $2.
Okay. Three.
What do you want to do? Three? Mm-hmm. Okay. To do this process, heat milk to 161 degrees, hold it there for 15 seconds, and then rapidly cool.
What is to pasteurize?
Yes.
Yeah!
From a Latin word for powder, it means to pound or grind something into a powder.
Oh, what is to pulverize?
Yes.
Yeah!
Number five.
Of the three traditional birthstones for August, it's the green one. Time's up. What is peridot?
Oh, crap. Wait, I would have called peridot.
Anyway, you, so that's a total,
universe.
So that's a total of $6.
$6!
Right, so, and for an extra $5. Okay, so count that out with the crowd.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Woo! Alright, thank you very much for that. Okay, let's find another player here. Another ticket in here, twice. Ending in 3-1-0.
New Jersey.
won't hold it again.
And let me show you the game you're going to be playing for us. This is a very old game called Pass the Buck.
Oh,
that's kind of long, but it's a very interesting game. And I'm going to show you the bonus round of this, okay? It's basically going to be about describing things in patterns, okay? So, up on the board, you're going to see we have four rows of panels. Each row has a subject. And what I'm going to do is give you 15 seconds to name items in that subject as fast as you can. You're trying to reveal what's hidden back there. So, for example, first one is cheeses, types of cheese. I might have hidden cheddar, mozzarella, gouda, brie, or something like that. If you get just one answer, we're going to move on to the next level. And to win this game, you have to either get all the answers across in one row or get at least one in each row.
Okay.
Each answer you do reveal is $1. If you get the full win, that's $10 to charity. Okay. And like I said, it's going to be 15 seconds for each one, so you have to be fast and you have to be able to use it. Okay. So, I'm going to just put 15 seconds on the clock. And for the first row, to win the $10 charity, I'd like you to name for me four European countries. Okay. All right, I'm going to start the clock in just a second. And you have 15 seconds. And go.
Great Britain, Germany, France, Spain, Portugal, Ireland, Denmark, Norway, Sweden, Finland, Ukraine, Russia, Italy, Greece.
Oh, you got Greece after the buzzer, unfortunately, but you did get Finland and Germany. The one you missed was Switzerland.
Okay.
But we're going to move on to the next row. This time there are three of them.
All right.
So this time, let me reset the clock. That's strange. Okay. I'm going to count 15 in my head. Because for some reason the time is not going through here. Oh, there we go. I got it. There we go. Perfect. Okay, so this time, three items to win the $10. I need you to name three pizza toppings.
Oh.
Okay, three pizza toppings, 15 seconds, and go.
Pepperoni, sausage, pineapple, ham, anchovies, salt, peppers, mushrooms, onions.
Alright, that's 15 for the last one. I accidentally hit the button for the victory.
Oh.
I did get two of them, actually. Mm-hmm. Okay? So we're gonna move on to the next one, okay? So
what was the last one I missed?
Still gonna keep going, okay? So this time, the next one is two items. I need you to name two street signs.
Street signs?
Like, yes. Okay.
What do you mean by street signs?
Street signs, like driving down the street and drive down the street when you see them, not like main avenue.
Type of sign.
Okay.
I still don't.
Like stop.
Like you're driving down the street and you have the road signs over there.
Like Avenue Boulevard, that stuff.
Like a stop sign.
Like.
Oh, stop. Okay.
Like they'll turn on red.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I'll show you that stop and yield are not on. Okay. All right. So 15 seconds.
I'll say it anyway.
15 seconds and go.
Stop. Yield. Railroad crossing. Avenue, street, boulevard, construction ahead. Advertising. Billboard.
Okay.
Deer crossing.
All right. Okay. All right. So the ones that I had were one way and dead end. But the ones you did reveal four of them, so that's going to be $4 to charity.
Okay.
So you can take this. And then we're going to add $4 to count them up to target.
One, two, three, four.
There you go. All right, thanks very much. Again, anybody who, first of all, wants to donate money, you can just drop money in here. That goes to the charity. And then also, as I said, I'm drawing tickets, raffle tickets, so if you want to play, you can come up and I'll grab, put some tickets in there. Yeah, just go right ahead, drop that 20 in there. Okay, I'll redraw that.
Yep, don't worry.
Okay, next we have the ticket ending in 298. 298. Who has 298? Yay, there you go.
Balance, very nice.
Okay, you can just take that ticket off your hands. Why don't you just introduce yourself,
right? Hi, I'm Brandon. This is my first time going to an audience. Nice to meet you.
First time.
Good choice for starter.
What's your
persona?
I drive them with me.
What's your
Okay, let's see.
He took me.
We're going to go with this one here. Okay, this is your game. It's an older game called Joker's Wild. This is a game based on what? Let's show you what we have on the board here. This is going to be our slot machine.
Well, he's a furry, so he's good for good luck.
It's called Beat the Devil. We have a slot machine up here with three wheels, and there are dollar amounts ranging from 25 cents to $2. You're going to try to accumulate money up to $10, but one of the wheels is hiding a devil. If the devil comes up, you lose everything, so you have the option to stop at any time. If you get a natural triple, three of the same, that's an instant win. Okay, so you have to just decide when to bail out. Okay? So you can actually take that for both. Give me 1 second here. Okay. You can push that big red button. $1, $2, and 25 cents. So you already have $3.25. You're $6.75 away. Do you want to stop or keep going? Audience?
Keep going.
Keep going.
Go for it.
75, 25, 150. Yeah. That's good. That's 254, bring you 425 away. Well, stop or keep going? Audience.
Look back.
Go. $75, dollar, $2.
Yeah.
50 cents away. You can stop right now. You want it? You're a stop?
Yeah.
Over 10. You're a stop. 950. Okay.
Yeah.
Just for fun. Push that button. Push the button again. Oh. Would have gotten a whole lot more money off of that. Because I would have gone over $10 on that. Okay. But you still got $9.50. So first, drop those 50 cents in there. Okay. And then take these and count them one at a time for everyone.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
There we go. Time check. It is 4:11. I got an hour and a half in this room. So I got plenty of time. Next player is going to be ticket ending in 296. 296.
There you go.
Hey. Get him. Get him.
Okay. Let's take a look at the game I'm going to have you playing, okay?
Ooh, what is that?
Control.
Oh, jeez.
MTV's first game show is all about pop culture trivia.
Uh-oh.
It's going to be pretty simple for you, because all I need you to do is to think real fast. I have a list of TV show titles where I've replaced one of the words with the word puppy. I just need you to give me the correct word. So if I say, I love puppies, you say Lucy, as in I love Lucy. Give you the full title, and just I'm just listening for you to give me the correct word. Okay. Now, normally this is a 30-second game. I'm going to make it 60 seconds. Okay. And one because of charity, and two because wearing a mask, I might not be able to hear you. If you don't know it, just guess or pass. We're going to try to get through as many as we can. Each one is 50 cents. Okay. All right. Any questions? Just need you to hear what I'm saying, just blurt out the answer, and if you're stumbling, I'm just going to pass and move on as best as we can. Okay? All right. Woo! 60 seconds on the clock. Ready?
Ready if it can be.
Mm-hmm. And go. The Masked Puppy.
Masked Singer.
Yes. Mad About Puppies.
Mad About Pass.
Mad About You.
Oh.
Welcome Back, Puppies.
Mm-hmm.
Pass. Carter. Whose puppy is it anyway?
Whose line is it?
Yes. Legends of the Hidden Puppy.
Temple.
Yes. $6 Million Puppy.
Ham?
Yes.
Woo!
Mr. Rogers' Puppies.
Neighborhood.
Yes.
Yeah!
Puppies in the Family.
All.
Yes. Who Wants to Be a Puppy? Yes. Everybody Loves Puppies. Yes. The Walking Puppies.
Dead.
Yes.
Woo!
Married with Puppies.
Married with Children?
Yes. America's Got Puppies.
Talent.
Yes. Puppy in the Big Blue House.
Bear in the Big Blue
yes.
House.
Yes. Dancing with the Puppies.
Stars.
I Dream of Puppies.
Genie.
Yes. Yeah. Star Trek, the Puppy Generation.
The Next Generation.
Woo! Yeah! I had fun writing these. Okay, so that's going to be $7. Why don't you take that and count that with the audience?
One, two, three, four, five, six.
There you go. Okay, thanks very much for that. Again, anybody wants to play, I just have to get a ticket. This time we have the ticket ending in 297. 297. There you go. All right, Okay. And how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. My name's Dylan, and fortunately for my brother, I'm a dragon.
It's a cash tab. It's a TV game show. It takes place right here in this panel room. This is going to be a quick trivia game, but let me find out a bit more about yourself.
I live in like upstate New Jersey and whatnot. It's my first
con.
First
con. Just give me a second while I drive here.
And you dragged a family member here with you?
Stupid New York drivers. And we're stuck in a red light. That triggers a red light challenge! So here's what's going to happen. It's kind of similar to the Pass the Buck game, but here's what's going to happen. I'm going to ask you a question. And you have to give me all parts, it's multiple answers. You have to give me all parts of the answer correct in order to win the full $10. But if you give me any one answer, that's $1. You have 30 seconds to give me as many answers as you can within the time limit. There's no penalty for a wrong answer, so just guess anything you can, okay? So I wrote this question to kind of make it accessible, so it's not hard trivia, okay? So, for 30 seconds on the clock, and here's your question. Start that over. Okay, so here is your question. Here we go. I scream, you scream, we all scream for frozen dairy treats. According to a 2022 survey by the International Dairy Foods Association, chocolate, cookies and cream, and vanilla are consumers' three most favorite flavors. Name five of the other flavors in the top 10.
Ooh.
30 seconds, go.
Mint chocolate chip, cookie dough, strawberry.
Anything?
Peanut butter.
Cake batter, cotton candy.
Go on.
Coffee.
Neapolitan.
Rocky Road.
Rocky Road.
Time's up. Sorry. Alright, well, you got two of them. You got cookie dough and strawberry. The ones you missed were butter pecan, caramel, chocolate chip,
yeah.
Chocolate chip cookie dough. I'm not sure if you said that.
Yeah, yeah. You said cake? You
said cake, yeah. Cake batter or something.
Cake batter, yeah.
And French vanilla. Well, unfortunately, it's only $2, but something is going to charity. Woo! There you go. All right, then. Thanks very much for that. Let's get another person here. Ticket ending in 313. 313. There you go. All right, thank you. Okay, well, again, thanks for coming here. Let's take a look at your game.
You'll get over it.
It's a game called Card Sharks. It's a game of luck, and very simple. Okay? So I'd like you to take a second look at the board.
Where's that one from?
I have five cards up there. They're randomly drawn. I'm going to show you the first card. You have a jack. What I need you to do is just simply tell me whether the next card is higher or lower than that card.
Ooh.
So, just so you know, aces are the highest card, and then twos are the lowest card. Aces high, deuces low. In case you need to remember, it's ace, king, queen, jack, and then 10 all the way down. So the audience can shout suggestions on that. What do you think this card
is the Joker included?
Higher or lower than a jack? And I will tell you, you'll get $1 for each one if you get all. If you run the entire row, it'll be $5. So what do you say? Is it next card higher or lower than a jack?
Lower.
Lower than a jack.
Yeah.
All right. So that's one.
Oh, that was tough.
So now, each right in the middle. Just so you know. So do you want the audience, do you think next card's higher or lower than 8?
Lower.
Lower? You want to go lower? Okay, lower than 8.
It's a 2.
Nice. Okay.
Lower.
Higher or lower than a 2?
higher
than a 2. Alright, well, that just means you don't win that, but what's the last card? Higher or lower than 2? Higher again? 6! There you go. So, again, they're small, but it's something. So, here's $3. You can throw in whatever money you want to.
Where did that game show come from?
Country. No,
what country?
Oh, nice. Okay.
US.
Alright, and then you can take the Steve Cowell up with the audience.
70s, 80s?
2!
There we go. Alright, thanks very much. Yeah. Next person.
He said something about
ending in 316. 316.
316 is over here on a chair.
Okay, so I'm going to draw another one. 305. Anyone? Nope. Okay, we're going to another person. 307. There we go. Let's let everybody know about
Stone. Hi, everybody.
Boomer, originally from Stamford. Currently I live in Ridgefield. This is also my first con.
Nice.
Okay. Again, it's a lot of first-time con attendees, so thanks for coming. Let's take a second here and see what you're going to get. Game called High Rollers, another game based on Monk, and I'll explain how this works once you get to the big numbers. Okay, so up on the board we have the numbers 1 through 9. In a moment we're going to use that buzzer and we're going to roll two dice. When the dice come up, you can knock out any combination of numbers that add up to that number. So if you roll a 9, you can knock the 9 out by itself, or you can do a 1, or you can do 2, 3, 4, as long as those numbers add up to that number. If you get a, if you can't make a roll, see down there at the bottom, I have the numbers. If you can't make a roll, the game's over. If you get a double pair, that gives you an insurance marker, which lets you re-roll on a battle.
Okay.
So, doubles are good. Each number you knock off is $1. If you get all 9, it's $20 to charity. Okay? So all I just need you to do is first hit the red button and roll the first pair of dice. Oh, sorry. Hold on.
Sorry.
No, no, that's my mistake. I forgot to switch it. All right, try it.
There
you go, 4. So you automatically get a insurance marker that helps you. And now you have to figure out how you want to knock off a 4. There's only really two ways to do it.
Yeah, I mean...
you want to take the 4 out, or you want to take the 1 and the 3? And the audience can make suggestions.
I'll take the 1 and the 3.
Mm-hmm. 1 and the 3 out. So, hit the red button again. Roll again. A 5. So, there's only really one way to take a 5 out.
Yeah.
So, we take the 5. And you'll see down there, the 3 and the 5 are gone, so those are the only bad rolls, but you do have an insurance marker, so hit the red button again. There's a 3. Okay, so you can't make a 3, so that means I take the insurance marker back, and go ahead and hit the button again. 7. Well, it's a bit of a tight spot, because you can only do a 7 one way.
Yep.
Take the 7 out. Still a lot of numbers up there, you notice. Okay, so roll again. 10.
Ooh.
So how do you want to take 10 out? Now there's really the 2 and the 8 and the 4 and the 6. Any suggestions?
Take the 4 and the 6.
4 and the 6? Okay, 4 and 6. So you see 8, 9, 10, 11 are the good rolls. The 2 is still good. So roll again. A 9. Only one way to take the 9 out. So now if you roll 10, you automatically, if you get the win, if you get doubles, you get the insurance marker. So let's see what happens. 6. Alright, so unfortunately you can't go any further, but you did get 7 numbers off, so that's $7 to charity. Another player here. Check it ending in 299. 299.
Yay.
There you go. Why don't you let everyone know about something?
Name's Steve. This is my first time at one of these at a con in general, but I've been to local events before in Long Island. Anyway,
Anything else?
Not much.
Okay. All right. Well, let's take a look at what I have for you here. Okay. Remember when I said that anything can come up? This is actually a British quiz show called The Answer Trap. Mm-hmm. It's a trivia game, but it's a pretty simple concept, okay? Ever seen the Yo-Yo Jack games?
Yes.
You know the this or that? Where you get the two things, you say, is it this or the other one?
I have not played this or that, but I have seen it.
Okay, so here's what I want to do. I want to show you the board and explain how this works. I'm going to show you 9 items and 2 categories. You have to pick an item and tell me which of the 2 categories it goes in. So if it was breeds of cat, breeds of dog, and you pick Dalmatian, you say
then
that.
Then I say dog?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So you're going to pick an answer and pick a category. If you get it right, it's a dollar.
Okay.
If you get it wrong, you just don't win anything for it, and you keep playing.
Okay.
The catch, first of all, there's at least one answer for each category. The catch is that 2 of those answers don't belong to either category. They are called answer traps.
Ooh.
If you find one answer trap, that's a warning. If you get both answer traps, the game is over and just stop playing. You don't lose any money. Okay? So, again, you just want to pick an answer. Try to not pick an answer that is not part of it. So, if you pick Appaloosa, that's a horse. It's not a cat or a dog.
Okay.
Okay? Now, I'm not going to... I'm going to make... The questions tend to be a little tricky. So just be aware of that.
Okay.
But take a second here. And let's take a chance... take a second here to look at the answers that I have for you. We have answers like tower, gardens, and blood moon. And these are the 2 categories. Things that are cards in a tarot deck and cards from Magic the Gathering. So what I need you to do is just pick an answer and then tell me whether it's a tarot card or a magic card. And I'm just going to try to go through
tarot.
As much as we can. Okay?
The full tarot?
Do I go with the full as a tarot
I think.
Card?
I mean, that would flip into one of them. Okay, got to go through all of them, right?
Yeah, one at a time.
Blood Moon sounds like a magic card.
Well, let's do one at a time.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you said the Fool, and
tarot.
You're saying that's a tarot card.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a look at that. We're going to lock that in.
Okay.
And is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, that's $1. Oh, well, by the way, if you run the table and not find any of the answer traps, I'm going to make it $10 instead of $7.
Understood.
Okay. All right, so now pick the next one.
Blood Moon sounds like a Magic the Gathering card to me. I'm not familiar with either deck, though, so... It sounds like what a Magic card would be called.
Okay, which one?
Blood Moon.
Blood Moon? Okay, Blood Moon as a Magic the Gathering card.
Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah!
Woo!
I don't know
why it's doing the colors like that. Oh, that's why. I forgot to...
I'm gonna say.
Okay, yeah, it's supposed to show up. I did
it right.
In the wrong order.
It's all
right. Okay, what's the next one?
I'm gonna say Swamp is a land card in Magic.
Swamp is in Magic.
Yeah.
Do I go with that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
Go with that.
Is that right?
All
yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. That's 3.
All right.
Next.
I'd say the river is a tarot card.
Well,
that's
that
a clap. I like that clap.
Well,
that
locked it in?
Yes.
Okay. Is the river one of the tarot cards?
Oh.
No, it's not. The river is actually the nickname for... In Texas Hold'em Poker, they have 5 cards.
Poker, yeah.
Right.
That's the 5th card. Okay,
right.
So that's 1.
Flop, turn, river.
Yeah. Oh, it's if I get both of them out.
Yeah, it's like
right.
The flop, yeah, the flop, the river.
Understood.
Yeah. Anyway. So that's 1. If you find the other one,
that's
the answer trap to the game.
Okay.
So which next one do you want to
pick? I'm going to say Tower is a tarot card.
Yeah.
It's the in front. You know what I mean?
All right, so you want to do Tower is a tarot card?
Yeah.
Lock it in?
Yeah.
Okay, see if that's right. And it is. Okay, so you have 2 of each. You have $4. We then have the gardens. Living Wish, King of Swords, and Armageddon.
I'm gonna say King of Swords, Tarot.
Mm-hmm. Well, lock that in?
Yes.
Let's see, that's right.
Cool.
Yep.
Okay, Living
so
Wish.
$5.
Okay, Living Wish sounds like a magic card.
Okay, do I lock that?
Sure.
Whoops.
That's wrong.
Sorry. Nope, sorry, that's my mistake. Hold on. Alright, Living Wish is a Magic Gathering card. That is actually correct.
Okay. Yeah! Mm-hmm. Woo!
Two more.
Alright, so that's five. I'm sorry, six.
Yes.
Come on.
So it's either Guardians or Armageddon. I'm gonna say Armageddon Magic.
It's Magic.
And lock it in.
Oh, okay, that's right. Okay, now I made a little mistake. One of them is a legitimate answer. One of them is a trap.
Oh, only one was it?
So there's actually one. Okay. So this one should be six, not seven. So which one do you want to pick?
Well, I already know that the river's a trap. So
we already did the river.
I know.
Okay, so we have. Oh.
Oh, was it?
Oh, that's strange.
Wait,
okay.
Is it decent?
Something went wrong with the river. So, what I have on my side is King of Swords or Gardens. Now, one of them is a trap, one of them is the one of those categories.
Well, here you pick King of Swords or King of Swords.
I think I already picked King of Swords.
Yeah.
Okay, so like I said, something happened here.
Oh, well.
But that's fine. That means you got all seven.
Woo!
So we're going to treat this as a $7 win. Gardens is a card in a game called Dominion, which is a deck building game. So that was the other trap. So what we're going to do is I'm going to take the 7, and we're going to add that to our charity. Okay? Right. So just go ahead and count them one at a time.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Thank you.
Okay, 434 making good time. One more second. One, pick another name. Took an ending in 3-2-0.
There
we go.
There was one off the plate.
Go ahead and choose something.
My name is Jace. I'm Kat. This is like my 9th or 10th con or something. I don't know. Okay. Shout out to the Old Fur Pot Hotel.
Yeah. Yeah. Lion.
All right.
It gets easier after the 9th one.
Okay.
This is the first panel I've been to in like 3 cons.
Okay, all right, Jace, so let's see what game you are going to have here.
So excited. Wait, I know this song. I love Chain Reaction.
Oh, nice!
I love this show.
Okay, great.
It starts with one. There's a
good coincidence that I get someone who knows the game. So we're gonna play the speed round at the end for the bonus.
Okay, I'm so bad at these.
Okay, I'll just wait it for you, okay?
Yep.
Alright, so what we're gonna do is I'm gonna show you a chain. For example, you have a chain of 5 words. Each word has a relationship with the word above and below it. In this case, they're either going to be compound words or 2-word phrases. So, for example, with this one, we have the word chain starting with word olive and ending with word deal.
Sure.
So, for example, a word under olive, for example, would be the word oil, as in olive oil. So what I need you to do is to call for a letter either below the top word or above the bottom word. So, for example, if you say a letter under oil, you get a W.
Oil,
or if
W.
Or if at the bottom you say above deal, and you would get a D.
Okay.
So if you keep
oil well,
get
done,
a guess. I know you know the
game.
I'm just trying to explain for the people at home here. People at home. Okay. But anyway, you keep calling letters. Eventually, if you don't get a guess, you might get to the point where you reach the end of the word. I can't give you the last letter. So in this particular case, oil. Those letters will be oil.
Well.
In which case, the word gets revealed. And then we do the same thing with that. If there's one left, we just do letter until we reveal it.
Well,
this
done.
Here we have phrases: olive oil well done deal. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, We're going to do, with the bonus round, it's going to be starting with a four-word chain, then a five-word chain, then a six-word chain.
Okay.
It's going to be a speed round for 60 seconds.
Sure.
The time will not start until you show the first letter, and then it will pause between each chain.
Okay.
Okay. So let's get the next one up here. Should see a four-word chain. Okay. This chain starts with the word royal,
okay,
and ends with the word trunk.
Royal to trunk.
Okay, so we are going to give 60 seconds.
Yep.
Okay. And what I'm going to do is start the clock, and then you're just going to call again either under, well, actually, which letter do you want first? Under royal or above trunk?
I'm going to start with a letter under royal.
Under royal, okay. So I'm going to start the clock, and as soon as that first letter appears, that's just starting 60 seconds. Okay. And just want to make sure I hear you give an answer. Okay?
Yep.
All right, so here we go, and begin.
A royal flush.
What's that?
Flush.
Woo! No.
Letter under royal. Royal fall.
No.
Letter above trunk. Travel.
Nope.
Letter above trunk. Pass. Letter under royal. Royal family. Family tree.
Okay. Yay! Yay. Oh, I forgot to tell you. First chain is $2.
Okay.
Second chain is $5.
Okay.
All three chains is $10.
Sounds good.
So you have $2 already.
Sounds good.
Struggled a bit there, but we do have those arrows. Royal family, family tree, tree
trunk. We got this.
Okay. We got there.
So now we're going to move on to the next chain, which is a five-word chain.
Yep.
There it is. And for some reason this thing's not giving me a chance to put the last word in. Okay. So here's what I'll do. I'll just call a Bob Barker audible and just call the whole game for the full prize. Everyone went Bob Barker would point out something broke, and then you think, oh, just give them the car anyway.
Yeah.
Let's just do that, okay? Because I don't really understand why this... I test this a billion times, and some reason it stopped. I've just been hitting things in the wrong order, but unfortunately, it's not coming up, so I'm just going to call for the whole thing.
You won.
So $10 a chance. It should be 10, and I'll let you go ahead and put that in there.
What was I trying to connect?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Thanks very much for that.
What was the last chain? What was it supposed to be?
I have to go back.
That's fine.
Actually, hold on here. Just pull my files here. It was going to be jump to the word sandwich. And then we would have gone junk food,
fight club sandwich.
And then the last one was going to be the word double to the word beam, double talk, talk show, show off, off balance, balance back. All right. Okay, what are we doing on time? We're up to 41. Okay. I have two games left. I'm going to stick to one of them here. It's going to be easier to pull off. And I need to get out of this room for the next panel. 317. 317.
That was also an abandoned.
They also left. 314. 314.
That was also abandoned.
Nope. 325.
Oh,
325!
There you
go!
Hello! Hey, Brady Bird!
Go ahead.
My name is Red Eye. I'm from Rhode Island.
Woo! Rhode Island Red Eye!
That's it.
Nothing interesting about my state?
You know, it's nice this time of year.
By the way, you get a chance. Sorry. Okay, let me give you the easier game to wrap this up. Oh, super password.
Okay.
Okay? So what's going to happen is, at the top panel is a subject, a topic. And then we have five passwords underneath it. I'm going to reveal each one at a time. You'll get a chance to guess as far as what the subject is.
Okay.
Each one, it starts at $10 and goes down $2 each time.
Okay.
Just for fun, if you can get this with no clues whatsoever, I'll do $50.
Ooh. No clues.
No clues.
So just pulling something out of the ether.
Anything at all.
Do it.
I believe in you.
Oh my god.
Just take a wild guess.
Just it's a subject.
Yeah, it's good. Like each of the answers there are related to whatever that subject is.
Dragons.
I feel some bias. Is that? No, it's not. Dragons. Okay, so let's show the actual first password for you. It's the word hot. So, what do you think it's going to be?
Things that are hot. Wings.
What's that? Hot wings?
Yes.
Okay. Is it wings? Nope.
Damn it.
Okay, we'll move on to the next one. Next clue is milk. For $8.
Chocolate.
Is it chocolate?
Oh.
Yes. Yeah. And Hershey's. So
that was good.
Surprisingly, it could have been anything, and you got it. So it's $8 charity.
Yeah!
Go ahead and get back to our totals and go ahead and count that with the audience.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
One other game, I'm just gonna not run that because it's a little complicated. But that leaves us with a total counted of $68.50 plus the dollar bills that are in there, so I'm pretty sure that's over $100. And I will also plug that later tonight I'm going to be running Furry Pyramid in this room, 10 o'clock tonight. Hopefully, I can get the setup a little better, and I'm pretty sure that my software works for that. So come join me tonight, and then also Sunday at 3:30 in the same room, I'm going to be doing Furry Wheel of Fortune. And for Pyramid and Wheel of Fortune, I am giving away prizes for those. So if you get chosen for the games, you have a chance to win stuff. Mostly Amazon cards.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you can join me for those, and I thank everybody for coming for this panel, taking time out. And things could have been a little smoother, but at least we got things done, and we got money going to charity. So I'm going to count that and send off a donation later tonight. Okay.
Thank you.
Enjoy your con.